Great Hearts, Northern Oaks, 9th grade biology. Textbook chapter 13, pages 269 through 270, and page 265. Page 269. Starting with agricultural applications. Plant researchers are using genetic engineering to develop new strains of plants called genetically modified GM crops. In a world of exponentially increasing human population, the need for more food with better nutritional value presents a challenge to plant biologists. Increasing yields and improving nutrition. To feed the planet's hungry population, biologists have made crop plants that are more tolerant to environmental conditions. They have also added genes to strains of wheat, cotton, and soybeans that make the plants resistant to weed-controlling chemicals called herbicides. To increase the amount of food a crop will yield, researchers have transferred genes from proteins that are harmful to insects and other pests into crop plants. The plants are protected from serious damage and yield more food. Similar techniques have been used to make plants resistant to certain diseases. Page 270. Genetic engineers have also been able to improve the nutritional value of many crop plants. For example, in Asia, many people use rice as a major food source. Yet, rice has low levels of iron and beta carotene, which the body uses to make vitamin A. As a result, millions suffer from iron and vitamin A deficiencies. Genetic engineers have added genes to rice to overcome these deficiencies. Ethical issues. Bioethics is the study of ethical issues related to DNA technology. Many scientists and non-scientists are involved in identifying and addressing any ethical, legal, and social issues that may arise as genetic engineering techniques continue to be developed. They want to make sure that none of the tools turn out to be dangerous or have unwanted results, and that any technology and data that arise are carefully used. Almost all scientists agree that continued restraint and oversight are needed. For example, some people are concerned that GM food crops might harm the environment in unusual ways. What would happen if introduced genes for herbicide resistance jumped into the wild, weedy relative of a GM crop? To this end, in the mid-1970s, government agencies set standards for safety procedures and required permits and labels for certain GM products. Most biologists agree that rigorous testing should be conducted and safeguards required before farmers release GM organisms into the environment. Most scientists currently consider gene therapy to be unethical if it involves reproductive cells that would affect future generations. Most people consider cloning of human embryos for reproduction unethical. The welfare of each patient is most important. Confidentiality of each individual's genetic makeup is vital to prohibit discrimination in the workplace. Decisions about ethical issues must be made not just by scientists, but by the involvement of an informed public. Now, to read page 265. Science Technology Society. Who owns genes? The very large U.S. government investment in the Human Genome Project has spurred research into genetics. Within months of the genetic map's release, researchers around the country applied for patents on thousands of different genes and parts of genes. By the end of 2004, more than 3 million gene-related patent applications had been filed. Most gene-related patents have been issued to the government, the University of California, and three top biotechnology companies. Some observers criticize the idea of patenting human genes. Others support it. The patent process. The United States Commerce Department issues patents on inventions. By proving that he or she is the first to invent something, an inventor can get exclusive rights to develop and sell products based on the invention for 20 years. The patent office must determine that an invention is practically useful, new, clever, and creative in design, and useful to a skilled technician for the practical purpose intended. Gene patents. The patent office has ruled that whole genes as they occur in nature on chromosomes are not patentable. If a person isolates a gene, however, or modifies the gene, it becomes a candidate for a patent. Most patent applications are for gene fragments that contain one or more changed base pairs and may represent gene sequences that lead to disease or new drugs. Arguments against gene patents. One critic of human gene patents, Dr. Jonathan King, points out that the Human Genome Mapping Project came from 50 years of public investment and therefore shouldn't be patentable by private companies. Others object to patenting any part of nature. Still, others argue that patenting gene fragment base pair sequences rewards the easy part. The cost of identifying a gene is only a small fraction of the total cost of developing useful applications from genetic information. It is argued that gene patents penalize anyone, such as pharmaceutical companies, who would invest in the research for drugs or therapies derived from the gene sequence. Most critics agree that gene patenting could slow the study of the human genome. Arguments in favor of gene patents. Some companies say patents are necessary because of high research and development costs. Companies fear they will waste millions of dollars on duplicated efforts because only patented information is made public. Unpatented information is kept secret. They point out that owning a patent draws investors, which helps fund research. The public nature of a patent reduces secrecy and allows researchers to share techniques.